It's Monday, May 28th, 2018. Thanks for tuning in to this special Odds and Ends episode of The Sounds in My Head. The Sounds in My Head is a music podcast where I play songs and bands I think you might have otherwise missed.
Dance, regalia, all that.
My name's Daniel. Thanks again for listening to The Sounds in My Head. Oh man, what a great way to open up this year episode of the show. It's a special Odds and Ends episode. That was Willie Wright from Nantucket, Massachusetts, doing the song Nantucket Island from his Willie Wright Telling the Truth album. It seemed like a good way to open up a summer show. This is like a summer episode. It's not really. It's an Odds and Ends episode, but it is Memorial Day here in America, and it's feeling like summer outside. So Nantucket Island seemed like a good summer day sort of song. Nice, relaxing, long weekend. Seemed like a good thing to open up the episode with. So what is an Odds and Ends episode? Well, it's just going to be odds and ends. It's just like one track by each artist. And it's like mostly things that I've had in the queue that I thought maybe I'll put on sometime and never have. Or maybe I only really like one song from the album and I feel weird only putting on one song when I'm putting on two songs by most people. So it's just all going to be one song. So it's just like odds and ends, things that I only wanted to put on one song for some reason. And so long as I'm talking about odds and ends, another thing you may recall, if you're a dedicated listener to the Sounds of My Head, some months ago, I went on a bit of a tirade about a guy who left a negative review on iTunes. He was like, you know, he only plays like, you know, one good song out of every 50 and whatever. And I was just like really offended that he didn't like more of the songs. Anyway, someone since then wrote a positive review, and it's great. I'm just going to read it. 5 stars all the way. I like 50 out of the 50 songs he plays, and the politics stuff doesn't bother me a bit. I'm pretty sure that's exactly what I said people should review the show and say. So hats off to Gauch. I don't know, maybe that's how you say the reviewer's name. Thank you for the positive reviews. There's someone else who wrote a positive review recently as well. They just love this podcast, and I don't talk too much. So here I am ruining that with all this rambling and blabbering on. But anyway, I wanted to, that's an odds and ends. I just wanted to mention that right off the top, that I was pleased with those new reviews that I just happened to notice on iTunes recently. So, and I apologize for my throat. I'm having a bad weekend for my mouth, apparently. Anyway, up next, from Portland, Oregon, Ages and Ages is the name of the band. They got some older albums, which I haven't listened to, and then they've got these new singles, which I have listened to, and I really dig. So we're going to hear one of them, Needle and Thread, comes off the Needle and Thread single. Check it out. It's really good. You're going to like it right now on The Sounds of My Head.
Could be the news I see making a mess of me. Maybe I'm wrong. I can't help but I should have been aware of this all along. Get up, get up, I know you're just fucking around. Enough, enough, it's all an act, isn't it? Oh, 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 or am I just being?
This guy has to then throw tantrums about his being investigated. How dare me investigated? A clean whistle like me? I mean, it's the year anniversary of the Mueller investigation, and Trump, of course, the greatest witch hunt in American history. Of course, everything is the greatest in history. Well, maybe it's the greatest witch hunt in history, but it's got so far 17 indictments and 5 guilty pleas. If it's hunting witches, it's finding them. The latest theory from the bubble that the FBI has planted a spy in the Trump campaign. No, not a spy. This is just what the FBI does for a living. That's what they do. Trump, sorry, man, you have ties to the American mob, the Russian mob, to Russian hookers, to the Kremlin, to indicted co-conspirators, to fucking goons and shady lawyers and tax evaders and fraudulent businesses and fake charities and bribes and hush money and porn stars. This is what the FBI does. They investigate shady people like you. It's like owning an ice cream truck and going, why are all these kids following me all the time? What are they chasing me for?
See you.
All right, let's catch up. After Ages and Ages back there, we heard Damian Gerardo and Richard Swift paired up for an album called Other People's Songs Volume 1, and they did a cover just there of Link Cromwell and the Zoo's Crazy Like a Fox. It's a great cover, and that song really stands out off that record. I'm a big Damian Gerardo fan, and I think I like Richard Swift. I can't remember, and I'm not going to look it up, but I definitely like it when they work together and do that covers album. It's pretty good, and I like that song a lot. Then, sounds in my head, longtime favorites, Widow's Peak from, I don't know, I think right here in New York, maybe upstate, or maybe from Tacoma or Chicago. I can't really tell where they're from at this point, but Widow's Peak, I've been playing them on the show for a long time, and I really dig them. They're kind of like a Mazzy Starry kind of band. The song we just heard was When I Tried. It came off their newest record. I think it came out last year, and it's called Expect the Best, and I think maybe the title set me up for failure, because I was expecting the best, and what I got was sort of like, I don't know, not the best. I don't feel like it's Widow's Peak's strongest release in general. I think mostly what it is that the album is very slow and sad and dreary or something, and that When I Tried is the upbeat song. So that's the song I played, because that's the song I like best. Yes, it's probably just a personal problem. And if you like Widow's Peak the way I do, then you're probably going to like the album even more than I did. But if nothing else, When I Tried is a great song. Okay, up next, Diana's. Also from Melbourne, Australia, we're going to hear their song Heart of Me. It comes off their Leave Love EP, which is a great EP. And this song's super fun. I'm pretty into these guys, and that's all I have to say about it. So here we go. Diana's from Melbourne, Australia, right now in the special Odds and Ends episode of The Sounds of My Head.
Trying to answer fast and doesn't matter the cost. Seems like everybody wants it. I think it could be me. The world's too small for me. My face up in your face. My face on every screen. Feeling like a boss and staring at the stars. It doesn't matter the cost, 'cause everybody wants to be famous. I'm calling the shots, so see you over at Mars. It doesn't matter the cost, seems like everybody wants to be famous. I think that you and I could set the world alight. Could hit all stars tonight. Just need to figure out.
Everybody wants you to know the name. Everybody wants and nobody's ashamed. Everybody wants
to get famous. Everybody wants and nobody's ashamed. Everybody wants you to know the name. Everybody wants and nobody's ashamed. Everybody wants
to be famous. Everybody wants and nobody's ashamed. Everybody wants you to know the name. Everybody wants and nobody's ashamed. Everybody wants
to be famous.
Darling, leave the light on for me. Baby, I can't sleep. Whatever I do, there's no time, little girl. Is there a place I can go? Darling, hit that high note for me. Baby, I can't sleep. Whatever I do, there's no time, little girl. Is there a place I can go? Brother, fly my. she kissed my head.
Okay, after the Dianas back there, we heard Super Organism from, I don't know, Maine or the UK or somewhere. We heard the song Everybody Wants to Be Famous. It came off their self-titled debut album, Super Organism. You know, those guys, I think they're like all teenagers. I'm not sure. I saw them on Vice News Tonight. They do a fun segment where they break down songs. I love it. I love Vice News Tonight, by the way. If you don't, if you're not watching, that's my favorite show on TV, even though this latest, like, they redesigned it and reconfigured kind of the format. I don't like it as much now. It got crappier in, like, the last 3 weeks. But since it started, it's been, like, one of my favorite shows on television. It's really great. And I love this one reoccurring segment they do where they bring bands on and have them kind of dissect. It's like a song explodery thing that they just, like, do little, like, animations, and they break down how they make their songs. And Superorganism was on, and they broke down how they made Everybody Wants to Be Famous. And it was just so endearing, and it made me really like the song, and I was into it, and I got their album, and it's like, man, it's just really mainstream pop music or something. I can't take it. But Everybody Wants to Be Famous, that's still a pretty fun song, I think. Definitely the best on the record. Okay, then we hear Trudy and the Romance from Liverpool in the UK doing their song, Is There a Place I Can Go? I pulled that off their newest Junkyard Jazz EP, and that's a great one. I think a lot of stuff on the show is actually stuff that Spotify told me about, you know, like my Discover Weeklies. It just, they drop things in that I've never heard before and think are great, and they're really good at that. But I find that I don't always like the albums as much, you know what I mean? I really like the song. They find the song that I'm gonna like, you know, their algorithms work. But then I go and I listen to everything else by the band, and it's like, oh, I kind of really just like that one song. It's certainly not always the case. And I'm not even saying that's the case with Trudy and the Romance. I just think that that's how I learned of Trudy and the Romance, I think. I can't remember. Okay, then, just before I start talking, Judy Sill from Los Angeles, California, when she was alive. She only lived to be 35. That was her song, Jesus Was a Crossmaker, came off her self-titled album, Judy Sill. And that was another Spotify Discover Weekly. I was a little sad when it was old, you know? Like, I thought, oh, wow, is this some crazy folk band from, you know, Canada that I'm going to learn about now? And, like, no, it's like some old folk band from California that I just didn't know about from the 70s. But at any rate, I love that song, and I picked up the album, and it's okay. It's not, nothing's as standout-y as Jesus Was a Crossmaker. That song's really great. Okay, finishing up this year episode of the show, Kevin Crowder from Indiana. We're going to hear his song Diamonds. Comes off his Changes EP, and it's a good one. And I think it's a good song to end with. Has a good kind of end-of-the-show vibe, I think. So here we go, Kevin Crowder from Indiana with Diamonds, finishing up this special Odds and Ends episode of The Sounds of My Head.
Can't shake the feeling that I'm on my
That does it for this episode of The Sounds of My Head. The music I talked over this episode, Island in the Sun, Buddy Holly, and My Name is Jonas, all Weezer songs covered by the String Tribute Players. If you like what you hear on The Sounds of My Head, do me a favor, tell your friends to listen. You can also leave reviews in iTunes. Why not? I love it when people do that. I occasionally remember to go check, and then I think it's awesome. So do that. What else? You listen to the songs I play on the show in a Spotify playlist. This is season 15, so you just go on Spotify, find The Sounds of My Head. There's playlists for, like, season 15. You can listen to it without my scratchy voice in there. It's pretty awesome. There's also Facebook and Twitter and shit. You can follow me on the internet. That's what people do. I don't know why. The algorithms make sure no one sees anything I post, which is fine. I don't post that much anyway. You can also email me at daniel@thesoundsinmyhead.com. Always love hearing from you all. Have a good one, and we'll see you next time. Hopefully I'll sound better.